So, hello and welcome everyone to this rendition of Happy Hour. So for today's practice, I wanted to invite us to explore an invitation that I have often given on retreats to people as a way of practicing. And I've heard other teachers in the past have done this too. So the invitation is practice as if you are sick. Practice as if you are sick, as if you are ill, as if you don't have a lot of energy. And you wonder, okay, why would that be a wisdom invitation? Why would that be wise at all? So the idea here, the idea, of course, we'll be doing metta, but we'll be practicing metta. We'll be practicing metta as if we are sick, as if we don't have a lot of energy. And the wisdom here is that we often, the way we approach practice, the way we approach practice is often, can be often for many of us, we bring the same mind of wanting and doing and getting, and it needs to be the right way, and it needs to look pretty, and it needs to be this, it needs to be that. There is a lot of clinginess, a lot of wanting, a lot of energy that we bring to this, both the self-judgment, judging practice, and the wanting. Like, it gets very tight, and we can get can topple over our own shoestrings that we tie so tight. So the idea of practicing as if you're sick, as if you're ill, is, you know, consider when you're sick, you don't have a lot of energy. You don't have a lot of energy. The mind doesn't have a lot of space for what is extra. No space for fighting. No space for being, you know, cajoling, for self-judgment, for just all the tightness. There's just no energy for it. There's only energy for what is essential. Only energy for what is essential. So consider, you know, when you were sick last time, or maybe you're not feeling well right now, did you want to like call up far, you know, flung friends you hadn't talked to for years, or especially if you had an argument with them, to really work it out? No, just what is essential? What is essential is care. What is essential is care for this person, for this being, and maybe the people who are around you. Just a simple care. Life gets very simple when we're not feeling well. The ambitions for more, 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 they go away. It becomes very simple. In fact, what is essential becomes visible to the eye. And I also wanted to bring this quote from Antoine Saint-Exupéry in the book, The Little Prince, which we can spend a whole Dharma talk and a whole other happy hour on it. But the quote is, "It is only with the heart that one can see rightly. What is essential is invisible to the eye." What is essential is invisible to the eye. So sometimes when we don't have a lot of energy, when we're actually sick, the simplicity of what is essential can become more visible to the eye, to the heart. So that is the invitation for our exploration today. And I'll walk us through it. So for this practice, you're welcome to be sitting, or you could be lying down to actually take a position of not feeling well. That just sense of, I don't have a lot of energy. And if you're worried you might fall asleep lying down, one thing you can do is you can have your arm at a 90 degree angle, either all the way up or at 90 degree angle at your elbow, like this, if you can see it. And if you fall asleep, your arm will fall and hit you and will wake you up. So this is one trick you can use if you want to do this practice lying down, which I do invite you actually to try it out, especially if your judging mind thinks, oh, it's practice, you know, sitting practice is where it's at. No, the Buddha taught four different postures: sitting, lying down, standing, and walking. And they're all just as good. You can have insights and concentration and beauty and a lot of dedicated practice. Deep practice can happen in any of those four poses. So don't let your mind privilege one over the other. And if you think, okay, it's only sitting, no. Challenge yourself gently, like a sick person. Kindly challenge yourself to lie down and try, see what insights actually might come up for you. What insights? But since you won't see me if I lie down, I'm going to sit up. But rest assured, I do most of my practice actually lying down. Most of my deepest practice and insights have come lying down practice. So without further ado, let's get started. Let's get started. So making yourself comfortable, whatever posture you like to take. Landing in this body, landing in this body. And what if this body in this moment, taking a posture as if you are not feeling well, as if your energy was limited? Letting go of ambitions of more in this moment. And as if you are not feeling well, as if you are sick, let your body sink. Let your body sink into the cushion. All the tension, tightness, fighting with the circumstances. Letting them sink, letting them drain away. Letting the breath be received in this body, nourishing, keeping this body alive, as if you were sick. Each breath precious. Each breath not to be taken for granted. The entirety of this breath, just this breath. Embraced. Gently, gently received. Can remember, you're practicing as if you were sick. You don't have too much energy for wanting or fighting the circumstances. Wanting things to be different. Just receiving, letting go. It's like this right now. Explore for yourself the next few minutes. Just receiving the breath in the body. What does it feel for you? What does it feel like for you to practice as if you were sick, as if you were ill? There can be a sense of contentedness when we are sick, sense of contentment to just be and breathe, be breathed. No fighting, no resisting. Letting go. Just receiving the breath. practicing as if you're sick. Not enough energy in the mind and the body to get entangled in thoughts. You can watch them come and go, but not so much energy to get entangled in them. Just watching them come and go. As the breath is received, the breath comes and goes. A light touch, a lightness. That awareness can have receiving phenomena, not getting entangled in phenomena, just receiving phenomena. When we are sick, our functioning is reduced to what is essential. What is essential? Like a sieve. Only what is essential is attended to, is participated in. A light touch. When the mind comes up with self-judgments, not enough energy to get entangled and follow that thread to beat ourselves up. Not enough energy for self-flagellation. Just let that thread go. Come back with a sense of contentment, the breath, the body. With this light touch of awareness, just enough energy to be aware and receive phenomena. Let there be a light touch of care. Not forceful, not tight, just a gentle care for this body, for this being, as if you were sick, wishing yourself well, not being hard on yourself. This is not the time to be hard on yourself. You wouldn't be hard on a child who's sick. You would take care of the child who's having a fever, is ill. That attitude, that perspective is available to you. See what it feels like to put it on, as if putting on glasses that you look through. Sense of gentle care, as if you were a sick person, as if you were sick right now. For this being, for this body, just breathing. And if there's enough energy in this supposedly sick body for the metta phrases, bring them in. And if they feel like a lot of work, don't. Or you can simplify them. Just, may I be well. May I be well. A sick version is an ill person's version. Simplified, low energy. May I be well. practicing as if sick. So many things can be let go of. Whatever is extra, not needed, over-efforting can be let go of. Simple, simply receiving. Breath sensations. The sense of care and kindness for this being, this body. That is myself. Only what is essential. Everything gets simplified when we're sick. It's not enough energy in our minds to go after what's not essential. See if you can feel the simplicity in your body, in your heart and mind. The mind goes after a thought or a story, self-judgment. Ah, I'm sick. I don't have energy for this. Coming back to the simplicity of this moment. And for the last moments of this practice period, if there are any judgments arising for what this practice period was, whether the mind was restless or sleepy or filled with thoughts, again, as if you're a sick person without the energy to fight with yourself, letting go of what's not essential. These self-criticisms, not important, not essential. Don't need to be followed or believed. Letting them go, practicing like a sick person. The mind staying with what is essential. May all beings everywhere be well. May all beings everywhere be free in their hearts and minds. Thank you for your practice. So this invitation to practice as if you are sick, it can be quite radical for some. And for some, you may not have connected with it, and that's perfectly fine. Not every practice works for everyone or at a given time. Maybe it will work at another time when you try it. And for some people, you might find this completely revolutionary. The sense of ease, the sense of letting go, practicing as if you were sick. A couple of other things also to say before I invite and open the floor for insights. Is that at some point in your life you will be sick. And this can also serve as a practice period, as a practice for that. How do we relate when our mind doesn't have the energy? What is the attitude we will take? Is it one of wanting things to be different, or is it one that embraces things as they are and really relishes this low energy state of how it serves for us to just engage with what is essential? On retreat, sometimes when folks get a cold or they get sick and they're upset saying, oh, I came to practice this whole week and now I'm going to be in bed with a fever and they're upset. I actually celebrate that it is an opportunity. We learn so much. And after they turn towards it and practice with it, it becomes such an opportunity for insight. It becomes such an opportunity. And I've had many people, including myself, I remember the very first retreat I was sick on. At first, I was bummed years and years ago. Like, oh, I came here to practice. And then I got this invitation to actually use it as an investigation, as an opportunity to see how the mind that doesn't have a lot of energy, how it relates. It was so insightful. So now using this as a practice guidance. So I'd like to open it now for your insights. You can type them in chat, either privately to me, I won't say your name, or publicly for everyone, in which case I'll read your name, or you can raise your Zoom hand. And I would love to hear your insights, what you discovered. What was this like for you compared to the usual way? So please, what did you notice? Was it easier to let go of thoughts, habitual tendencies? Was there more ease, more spaciousness, or maybe less? What did you notice? Ara says definitely more ease. Nice. Thanks for sharing that. And Lisa, please.
Hi.
Hi.
I noticed I was able to offer compassion to my young self, who was sick during a time, and it was a challenging time. So that was helpful and also made me reflect on my attitude toward being sick, which I actually experienced with a meta retreat with you, and I really struggled. And until getting the instruction, it's like a perfect time to practice metta. And so that combined with this, I think it's just helpful to see my own attitude towards myself when I'm sick and, be able to be a bit warmer and understanding. Thank you.
Thank you, Lisa. Lovely. Beautiful. Thank you for sharing your insight. Yeah. Nav, I saw your hand for a split second. Did it get resolved? Or would you still like to? There you are. Yeah.
Hey, Nikki. Hey, everyone. What came up for me in this practice was a question of when am I really well? I think in some ways, there's always a reason that there's always a reason that somehow arises on why I can't practice sometimes. And in a way, kind of connecting with this idea of when we are sick kind of reinforces, I think, something you've always said, Nikki, which is that practice extends beyond sitting. It extends beyond our formal ideas of what sitting is. So I just wanted to share that with everyone.
Thank you, Nav. Yeah, I appreciate your reflection. I'd love if you would say a little more so I can understand better when you said, brought up the inquiry or the question, when am I ever well? What do you mean by that? Say more.
So as you were guiding us through thinking about sickness, for some reason I thought, what does it mean to be well?
Yeah.
And again, you know, sometimes when I haven't wanted to practice, it's been because of one reason or the other. And there was a retreat actually that I was not well at. And I remember thinking, okay, I'm not going to practice now because I'm not well. But, you know, if the practice is simply observing ourselves and meeting ourselves where we are,
yeah,
then in a way, the idea of being well and being sick is all just different kinds of practice.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah, I see. Absolutely. I see what you're saying. Yeah, exactly. And with this, given that they're all different ways, different filters, and with this assuming, putting on what we assume being sick is like, this low energy state, it actually, I found it to be so freeing the times that I've practiced when I have been sick. Oh, the mind just doesn't want to go after what's not essential. There's a sense of just cutting, just letting go, natural letting go that, wow, my mind knows how to do this. It already knows how to do this. It knows, knows how to do this perfectly well. I don't need to go into a monastery and become a monk and all that. It knows how to do this. So taking on this perspective of sickness can really light up like, oh, this mind knows how to let go, how to not go after what's not essential. Yeah. And then yes. And just different ways of meeting. Yeah. Thank you, Nav. Yeah. Beautiful. Tanner says, the invitation to come to practice from a place of meekness almost was a relief. Oh, beautiful. Thank you for putting it that way. And another reflection sent just to me, so I won't read the name. I notice myself holding my breath in more, a tendency I am aware of in general, and perhaps has resurfaced as a result of not having meditated as much as I have in the past. I have a chronic condition which has caused some pain, and while practicing, I realized even more my body has been asking me to take care of myself. Oh, beautiful. Thank you for sharing that. Beautiful. Ooh, insight, that realization. And Frederica says, I really recognized how gentle I am with myself when I am sick. Beautiful. And how I accept support from myself and others. And I really felt how the past year, when the world was sick, I was gentle with myself and supportive of myself. And it was healthy. And I want to hold on to that gentleness as I'm emerging back into society. Beautiful. Thank you, Frederica. That's a beautiful insight. Yeah, just gentleness with ourselves, with the whole world. Yeah, lovely. Thank you all for your reflections and your insights. So rich. This community is so rich. So I'd like to invite us to turn to practicing in small groups, in community together now. And let's start with just 15 seconds of silent metta for these beings who might appear healthy, but are either have aches and pains or some sickness or have been or will be. So starting with this sense of metta, compassion for each other, for ourselves, and then sharing however much or little you like to share with each other. So I'm about to open the rooms, and here we go.